Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This Tell Us Something event was recorded on July 7th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was special in that all of the storytellers were graduates of the Tell Us Something Storytelling Summer Camp hosted by Tell Us Something and the Zootown Arts Community Center in Missoula, Montana. Storytellers tonight range in age from 11 to 15 years old. Today's story comes to us from Jack Catmull and is titled A Tale of Two Dog Bites. Thank you for listening.
Hello. So this is the story of two dog bites that I got from a wiener dog and a huge dog. So I was at this barbecue. I was 10 years old playing with my brother. And I was just running around having a good time until my neighbor said, "Hey, do you want to come over and have a barbecue?" So I was like, "Yeah." And so I went to my dad's house and I was like, "Hey, can I go over to this barbecue?" And he said, "Yes." And so I went over to the barbecue. I was having a fun time. The dog was nice. I was running around with the dog back and forth through the backyard. It was bothering everybody, but, you know, whatever. I'm 10. So I was petting the dog, and I was having a good time eating my cake, having a hot dog probably. I don't know. And I was petting the dog. He was staring at me. You know, that's not awkward. All of a sudden, the dog jumped up, and I was like, for a second, "Oh, he's going to play with me." But he bit me. And so I was like, everyone was looking at me like, "What's going on with him?" And there was like blood all over my hands, and it was sort of freaky. I was shaking, and I was like, and then I just ran out of there. And I was in the backyard. My parents like opened the door. They were looking at me like, "Is something wrong with him?" And then he's like, "Okay, this guy needs to go to the hospital." And then so we went to the hospital. They did some stuff. I got some stitches. It was weird, but it was weird. And I got out of the hospital, and they said, "So you need to eat something frozen." And so I was like, what should I eat? And so for the whole entire month, I ate popsicles, just popsicles every day. And that was the best moment of my life. And so that's the first story. This is the second story. This is sort of a little bit more dramatic, but okay. So I was hanging out with these new neighbors, these friendly people. I was jumping on the trampoline, having a fun time, and they had a wiener dog. This wiener dog was super cute. He was running all over the place. He was acting funny. And then, well, I got off the trampoline because I was tired, so I was like, "Okay, ooh, this is a cute little wiener dog." I was like petting it. I was like, "Oh my god, this is so cute!" And all of a sudden, he bit my ear, and then I was like, "Oh my god, the second time? What? How?" And so I was laying on the ground. It was bleeding all over the place. And then the other neighbors were sort of freaky, and they were cursing. And so, yeah. And I was like, and then I don't want to be around this person. And everyone was freaking out. And then my brother was, like, on the ground, and he was like, oh, my God. And then he called Laurel, and she was baking dinner. She was cooking dinner and she got a call and she was like, oh my god, and she was running and she went to the car. She was turning it on, and while she was driving the car, like a few blocks, he saw a mason running to the, like, he was like sprinting so fast to this, like, to the house, and saw Laurel, and so he was sprinting over there. He was like losing his breath, and it was crazy. And so then they got in the car, and then they drove to the place, and I had a cloth, and it was like red. It was red. It was just red. And so we went in the car. We drove to the hospital. I was just like this person sitting down, like with an ear bleeding, and it was just crazy. And so then we got out of the hospital. We had some DQ, and so then we got back home. This is surprising, and the burner was left on. We thought he was gonna go on fire, but we have a smart oven, so it just automatically turns off when it's like 800 degrees in there. So that was a good one. That was the last one, and that happened, and the stuff was burnt, but we had DQ, so that was great. And that's my story. Thank you for listening.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever, MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Jewtown Arts Community Center is a nonprofit arts community center providing arts facilities and instructive expertise. The ZAC delivers all ages arts education, fosters sustainable community development, and provides accessible, life-enriching art experiences for Missoula residents and visitors. ZootownArts.org. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Production of the podcast is by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events. Thank you to those who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers Mason Catmull, Jack Catmull, Matika Begleiter, Elise Baker, Mikesh Begleiter, and Lucia Baker. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening.